Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolations, who knows how to console us in our dire seasons of our lives. Our God is a faithful God. He's with us even when we go through the dry seasons of our lives, through the valleys, through the darkness, through times that is too hard to comprehend or imagine. His condescension uplifts our life every day. Our God is a good God. He never changes. He never runs away when we are in danger or we are in trouble. The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And as a good shepherd, I give my life for the sheep. Then he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. They won't hearken to the voice of the stranger. They will listen to the voice. They only hear the voice of the Messiah, the voice of the good shepherd. And the Lord said, I lay down my life for the sheep. I'm not a hireling. I don't see trouble coming and I run away. No, I am there when you are in trouble. I go with you through the fire, through the waters. I will be with you every step of the way. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even to the end of the age. In this hour and time of intense darkness, confusion, and complication, we can come to that very realization and rest in his word and promises. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You will never walk alone. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. If we ever needed to know and to learn how to walk with him, it is now with the Lord Jesus Christ. My sheep hear my voice and follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. No man. As long as we are his sheep and we hearken to his voice, no one can snatch us out of his hands. Praise be to God. Welcome today to Arise and Shine. Abba, Father, may it please you, Lord, to anoint this program today and all those that are watching. May the dew of your spirit descend upon every soul and bless his rest upon your people. Let the voice of the enemy be silenced. Let your works be made manifest, O Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, speaking this time of counsel, advice, instruction, and nothing is more needed in this hour, mostly in the times of crisis, than godly divine advice. We are serving a God who knows, who understands. He knows the enemy. He knows the times and seasons. He knows where we are. He knows where we are coming from. He knows where we are going to. He knows what bombs are on the way. He knows what the enemy is planning. The devil is nothing to God. Devil is naked. He can't hide from God. What the devil will do in the next 10,000 years, God already knows today. What will he do against you in the next 10 years? God already know. 50, a million years, God already know today. So if such a God can be our advisor in the road of life, we can have amazing victories. It doesn't matter how terrible a problem you have or how big is your enemy. That means nothing. What is important is who advises you? Who instructs you? Who do you listen to? Many times we think, oh, if I had more money, if I had a better house, if I had a better education. Ask people who have houses. Ask people who have better education. If I was more beautiful, if I was more tall, if my skin was a little bit lighter, I would be okay. Oh, ask people. That's not what we need. What we need in life is divine counsel. With divine counsel, the weak man can bring down a giant. With divine counsel and guidance, the poor can build a mansion. With divine counsel, if we can pay attention and learn to listen to the instructions of the Almighty God. Christ did not come to bring religion on earth. He came to open the door of divine instructions. So we can learn from the wisdom of the Almighty. We can see the enemy and life situation through the eyes of God Himself. The mighty can be brought down. Mighty nation can be defeated by a weak nation if a weak nation listen to good advice and get good weapons of war. God has offered us the weapons of heaven. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not what they're not man-made, but they are what mighty through God. I have seen preachers and pastors and even businessmen, and you see what they have accomplished. You said, how did you do this? How come you survive? How did you get here? What did you do? How did you get here? How did you get here? How come you are even alive? Divine counsel. Divine instruction. You know, God does not use strong men. God used weak things. God used foolish things, weak things. He gave them understanding. He equipped them with the armor of God. Even if your enemy is as big as Mount Ararat or Mount Kilimanjaro, whatever mount you know in your area. I was flying over. Recently, I was in Cameroon. I was flying over there. So that majestic Cameroon mountain, and I couldn't get my eye out of that mountain. Even though your enemy is as big, whatever, with divine instruction and guidance, you can bring down a giant. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Our God is the mighty God of battle. He is the Ancient of Days. He's been around for a long time, brother. Oh, Lord. He's been around for a long time. This is the God who gave Noah advice and instruction and guided him and his family out of the flood. That when everybody on earth, the wise, the rich, the famous, the rich people, they all drowned and perished. Noah and his family, we are floating and having a nice breakfast on the ark. Who gave him instruction? The Almighty. This is a God that instructed Abraham, took him out of his family and town, people and everything, and ideas and plan and traditions and culture, and brought him to it and guided him till he become an eternal household name today and became the progenitor of the land of Israel. This is the God who took a little boy called David, who was just playing in the forest and with sheep and goats, smelling like the forest himself. And sheep. And God took that boy and taught him wisdom and taught him understanding and taught him the fear of God and make him the greatest king that ever ruled on earth. And God is no respecter of person. Jesus Christ came to save us. Some people said, I am saved. You are saved from what? I'm saved from, I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to fight, I used to steal, I used to commit adultery. Oh, great. And then why? How come you are like this now? You're saved for a season? What saves us? What saves you? There's an enemy every day. There's an enemy every moment. There's an enemy in every turn. What saves us and brings us to total perfect salvation is divine instruction and counsel. Life set the puzzle, and you run to your stronghold. Lord, how do I deal with this now? And listen, Yes, you can pray. Yes, read the Bible. Yes, believe God. Yes, confess the word. You can do all those things. But after you've done all, stand. Stand means what? Listen. You know, we don't like that because it may take more time. We quote the scripture, we buy and we lose, and then you are hit. And so, God, why? Instruction. Look at David. David wouldn't take a step until he asked counsel from God. And listen, the more we grow, mostly when we give ourselves to his written word continuously in prayer and to the Holy Spirit. You know, people always think, you know, hearing from God will be too hard. It may take months. It may take years. God may not talk to me. Who told you that? God will prefer to instruct you now than to come later to pick you up in the pit. It's cheaper for God. That's why you see all through the book of Proverbs, he says, my son, my daughter, listen to me. Look at chapter 3 of Proverbs, verse 1. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. My son, my daughter, this is God speaking in counsel. Our God is the mighty counselor. Chapter 4, verse 1. Hear, ye children, son of the father, and attend to know understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law, for I was my father's son, tender, and only belonged to the son of my mother. He taught me also, said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore. Get wisdom, all thy getting, get understanding. No matter how deep you have fallen, or we have fallen, or I have fallen, the counsel of God can bring us out of the deepest darkness. What shocks Satan, what shocks hell, is the wisdom of God. The Bible said that this is a hidden wisdom, which God ordained for our own glory. And God wants us at this end time to begin to manifest superior understanding, superior insight, superior way of living that people will marvel. How did you get here? People, they may not want you, but they want your advice. They may not like you, but they know that they don't listen to you, they are finished. And they know that what you say works. Christianity is practical. It's the purest form of wisdom and understanding. And God wants to bless his children in these last days where the world is sinking down with the spirit of counsel and understanding. That's why the Lord Holy Jesus said that when the Spirit of God comes, he will guide you into all truth. When the counselor, when the comforter, when the instructor and guide comes, he will guide you into all truth. Many times in my life, I will face sometimes as if this is the end. I mean, this is it. But then I said, Lord, my counselor, please, how do I get over here? How do I get from here to there? Whether it is something financial, something whatever it is, or attacks of the enemy, just counsel. Just simple counsel. And the Lord will drop a thought into your heart, a thought in your mind, a word in your spirit. He will shine light on a scripture. I thought I was about to be finished. And one light shining in your heart can show you the way out. Lord, what is holding me back? What is hindering me? What is restraining me? How do I get over this habit? I have tried on my own and I can't. Sweet Lord, Holy Spirit, please. Without your counsel, I'm finished. I have prayed, I have believed, I have confessed, I have bound, I have fasted, I have sown seed, and it seems nothing is working. I bow my heart to your counsel. I trust not in my own understanding. Come, Holy Ghost, come. I want you to give me direction. And listen. Even as you are driving, listen. Even as they are praying, listen. Even as they are reading the Bible, listen. Even as they are sleeping, listen. The light can come at any moment. Whoa, I got it. This is what God has prepared for you and I in this end time, because there's going to be so much confusion, so much complication. You know, the order of things is being broken. What people used to know, how it works for the night, you don't know when it's winter, you don't know when it's spring, you don't know when it's autumn, you don't know. So you can say, okay, I'm going to buy this thing and I will sell them in the winter. All right, winter time is 25 degrees. So the way you, the cycles of life is now broken. The rivers are drying up. The waters are drying up. Look at everywhere you go. The economy, the inflation. What works now? What formula works now? How do we used to do like this, do like that, and then this comes up. But now, so it is God's counsel and wisdom and instruction that can guide us in this very complicated hour. It is not by power, it is not by might, it's only by my spirit, says the Lord. Chapter 20 of the book of Proverbs. And look what he says in verse 18. He says these words. In verse 18, he says, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. I have seen the beauty, the wonder. In the times past, in the years past, before it's anything knock on the door, I bind you this, already start throwing your weapons. And devil can weary you. But, Lord, how do I deal with this enemy? That's the kind of life David lived. He has come to Ziklag. The Amalek has come and taken over the city and burned it down, take all the wife and everything, and all is gone. Here is David and his men. They come, they have enough, everything is finished. And the men of war that went with him almost want to stone him. But the Bible said, he sought his God. My God, what do I do? Do I pursue? Do I just succumb to this? God said, pursue. It's okay. Will I overtake? I don't just want to run for running. Say, will I really accomplish anything in this? Say, yes. You pursue, overtake, and you're going to regain all. And driven by that divine counsel, supernatural strength came over him. And the Bible said, even though they were faint, yet pursuing. Instruction, developing a hearing ear, an understanding heart, patient enough to wait and listen. Patient enough to say, Lord, is this the right man? I know I'm getting older and I want to get married. I wish I can get married today, tomorrow. But the devil also knows that you want to get married. And he can send you his own person to pull you out of church, out of God, and ruin you the next. With 3 months time, you're divorced and left miserable. You neither have a husband nor have your life anymore. There are things hidden in people, hidden in things, in times and in seasons. And the Almighty knows it all. There's nothing hidden from God. And listen, none of us is perfect in this. Because, sometimes, no matter who you are, you can easily get drawn away. Look at somebody like Joshua. Joshua, the Lord has warned them not to make alliance with these nations in this area. But the Gibeonites came and dressed as if they came from a very far away and brought old bread and old bottles and old shoes and said, oh, we are from far place. Read chapter 9 of Joshua. And before you know it, Joshua has already made a covenant with them. 3 days journey, they found that the guys were just living around. So, you already vowed to us in the name of your God, they can't kill us. Even Joshua, the Bible says, they did not seek counsel at the mouth of God. When the south wind blow softly, you say, wow, you're going to be a fair weather. Let's go. And then you move, and then within, boom, you are down. And you say, God, why? Counsel. Receive counsel from God. And he says here in verse 20, in fact, in verse 18, he says these words, every purpose is established by counsel. And with counsel, with good counsel make war. So it's not just a time to shooting your weapons and wasting your bombs, but good instructions can save you time and energy and save you some weapons. Because the enemy can just, and then you start firing and firing and firing and firing and firing. And when finally you are tired and you've lost all your weapons, here come the real enemy now. And then you've already gone with everything. Chapter 32 of the book of Psalms. Lord, help us in this hour. And verse 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which you ask to go. I will guide thee with my eye. I will, it's the will of God, instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide thee with my eyes. You see, many Christians only know how to ask. But the Lord said, ask, seek, and even knock. There are some things you don't get by asking. You get it by seeking. But try to understand. How does this go? By paying attention. And there are things you even do by knocking. I mean, you persist because you know who you are knocking on the door. You know that God will surely open that door and give you understanding. God is more happy and more joyful with us when we seek counsel from his mouth than to ask him to give us things. Look at Solomon. All he asked for, give me a heart of understanding, a heart of counsel. Many times we're asking God, give me money, give me this. Money is a servant to wisdom. Money is a slave to understanding. And money you have, which didn't come through wisdom and understanding, will finally disappear or even destroy you. Anything at all, whether it's a wife or husband, that didn't come through counsel and understanding and God giving you instruction, it may come, it may be good for a while, but after a while, it destroys you. Even that great house, it is by wisdom you build your house. And by understanding, it is filled with every good thing. What God wants you and I to desire after above all things is good understanding. The Bible says, good understanding have all they that love his word, and nothing shall offend them. The Bible said that God has reserved this special wisdom and insight for us in this end time. This is our glory. People will see that we don't operate by the wisdom of this world, by the way of this world. We have an inner light of God's Spirit in our hearts, guiding our actions and our ways. And this light will keep shining even in the deepest darkness. This wisdom is for our glory. He said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you will go. I will guide you with my eyes. Say with me, Father, instruct me, O God, and teach me in the way that I will go. Please guide me with your eyes. That means you become so glued to God that he can see when he turns his eyes this way. You can even look at it, get the message from his eyes. He doesn't need to shout or scream because you are in his presence. You begin to understand even at the smallest touch, you know what God means. The smallest thing, the smallest drop of the scripture, you understand because you've developed that sensitivity of hearkening to the voice and the leading of the light of his presence. But even the devil is there, doesn't know you and God have already communicated. The enemy may think you don't know what he's going to do, but you don't know, you already got it. Dive deeper than your heart, and you change the word, and you change the action, and you become, that's why the Lord Jesus said, he is born of the Spirit like a wind. The wind blows here and there, you feel the impact, you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to. That's why he told the disciples, when you are brought into a tight corner by your enemies, when you are hedged around by enemies, hedged on every corner, he said, don't try to think or plan what you're going to say. Don't write a note. It will be given to you in that very moment. For it is not you that speaks. It is the wisdom of your God speaking in you and through you and for you. We are not our. We have to begin to get back to these things, or it's going to be a big problem. I have seen many Christians today and preachers today. Most of them, they open up their wide mouth. In politics, in everything. Everybody have a brain box. And they say all kinds of things. And they get into all kinds of, drawn into hysteria and noise and speaking. And you can listen to it. There's no wisdom of God in it. It's just knowledge and idea and anger and bitterness and resentment. And they're just bubbling in that whole field. Floating the same field with everybody else. It's not meant to be so. The wisdom of God will distinguish the body of Christ in this end time. The Lord said, I will instruct you and I will guide you in the way that you should go. In chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs, look what the Lord says here from verse 25. Praise the Lord. And he says in verse 24, he said, because I called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you've set at naught all my counsel, you've turned your back on all my advices and would not listen to my reproof. He said, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. You see, we are in the trouble. Why are we in trouble? We have turned away from the counsel of the Almighty God. It's not too late to return. Christ came to give us a chance to return. The Bible says, in returning and in repentance shall you have rest. Return, repent, return to the wisdom. I don't mean you're not a Christian. You are, but return to the counsel of God, to the wisdom of the Almighty. Empty yourself of your own ideas and ways and the noise of this world. Let the counsel of God become your guiding light. Father, I pray for all listening. Let the breath of your spirit and counsel fill their hearts and minds and give us understanding of all things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those who are sick in their body or bound in any way, Father, I ask now, loose them and be loosed in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed. Take a paper, write us today and call and try if you can send a gift to keep this message on the air. This is a completely paid program. And many, many more people need to hear what you are hearing today. Come on, join in partnership with us. Let's do it together. Pray and send your financial support to keep Arise and Shine on air. It is now going to many parts of the world several times a week. This indeed is a Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And who knows what we can do together as we enter this very end of the end time. The voice of the gospel of Christ in wisdom and counsel is what the world needs now more than ever before. God bless you. See you again soon. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize your sin, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.